This Rocket Podcast is brought to you by Hunt Law Office, located in downtown Marion on West Belleville Street across from the courthouse. Go Rockets!
Welcome, Coach Dennis Hodge, and the defending 5th District Tournament champions are going to be back on the basketball floor very soon. Coach Hodge, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Defending district champion. We haven't been able to say that too often in school history.
Well, it sounds good for a second, and then I just start looking forward. It's really, it's never about what you have done in basketball or in life. It's about what you're fixing to do next.
This football team, I've just got so much football going on in my mind, and football is affecting your basketball preseason, certainly. Tell us a little bit about your basketball team and kind of the identity, and certainly it's going to change because when your football players show up, it's
right.
Going to be a little different.
You know, that's a great question, Chris. You know, one thing I want to say before we even address that question is, number one, I tell our guys, finish strong in what you're doing. Finish strong in your football season. Don't think about basketball. As you know, I don't like to take pictures of them. I don't like to bother them. I don't even like to size them for sweats because I want them to finish strong not only in football, but I want them to finish strong in basketball. And I want them to finish strong in life in general of what they started. So, yeah, it does affect our start. But as you know, nobody remembers starts. They remember finishes.
Mm-hmm. As we're recording this, Crittenden's getting ready to play in the football regional championship, so we don't know how the outcome will be. But starting this last week of November, your basketball season begins. And tell us a little bit about what we can expect as this team hits the floor next week.
You know, we've already opened up at Christian Fellowship with our first scrimmage. So, you know, as far as our first time out, it's a little difficult with some guys playing out of position and some younger guys playing in spots that they won't play in at the varsity level. It's hampered spacing. We're not real good defensively just yet. But, you know, my philosophy at this point is continue individual improvement of the player and then make sure that we have all of our offensive stuff in. And then defense is something that you can catch up very quickly with the focus and effort and communication.
Tell us what kind of team you expect. I mean, you obviously, last year we were very young. We matured throughout the season and had a great run at the end. What type of a team do you foresee?
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, I think for us, we're not a team that can overly pressure the ball at every spot. We have to pick our spots where we can pressure the ball. For our success, we have to figure out how to get pressure and get turnovers in spots because we're not going to put five guys on the floor that can just overly pressure the ball and defend the wings at the same time. With that being said, we did a pretty good job down the stretch of defending the rim and making people beat us shooting jump shots and then cleaning up the boards quickly. I would like to see us have more transition opportunities offensively so that we don't have to run as much offense or take much time off the clock to try to score baskets. But every coach says that in the preseason, and then when season starts, things tend to change.
Well, you're getting Gavin Dickerson back this year, and that you know, you put him and Preston Turley down there, and you can run a pretty good half court game with these guys you got who can shoot.
You know, one thing, we kind of took a playbook out of Sean Thompson's philosophy on spreading the offense. Last year we went to more of a Princeton-style offense because we knew going in Gavin was out with an ACL. So we spread. We use one post player. And we're going to continue to do that. We're going to continue to spread the floor. And one of the things that's going to allow us to do that is people may not know, but Gavin Dickerson statistically has always been our best practice three-point shooter. So not only is he a good three-point shooter, but he's good driving the ball toward the basket. He's not really a back-to-the-basket player, but he's big, strong, and he plays with a lot of fire and aggression.
Mm-hmm. What about the district this year? Looks like Lyon County is going to be pretty good again.
You know, I think going into it, you've got to say that Lyon County is the front runner, even though we are the defending champs. I think they, you know, they come back with veterans and Gabe Board, and they're adding some young players that are starting to move into the varsity level. So I think you've got to look at them as probably the front runner in our district.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Livingston will have a few of those guys back that they had that great team. Many of them moved on, but they'll have a nice little nucleus to build from it. And Troup County will, too. They've got the the Adams boys is coming on a really good player.
Yeah, I think the 5th district is going to be as strong overall as it's been in probably the last, 5 or 6 years, especially if you go top to bottom. You know, it's been a little top heavy for the last 3 or 4 years, and we kind of upset the apple cart last year at the end. But, I think it's going to be probably as balanced and as strong as you've seen in a while.
Let's talk a little bit about some of your players, just your personnel individually. Point guard, no doubt Gabe Mott will be back there. Get that out.
Yeah, Gabe was the first freshman that I have ever started. A lot of pressure on him. He started wire to wire last year. You know, the growth that we want to see out of Gabe is I want him to do more floor coaching. We need to depend on him to get everybody in the right spots. Individually, he is as fine a point guard as I've ever had the opportunity to coach.
And he can score, too.
Gabe can really score. He finishes well around the basket. The best thing Gabe's done for himself in the off season is put on 25 pounds and grow 7 inches.
He really has shot up, and has that affected? You know, sometimes these kids grow fast and they get a little gangly.
No, that's affected him in the respect that he will knock the snot out of you now. He got pushed around a lot as a freshman, and he's kind of like the little kid that got bullied when he was small, and then he grew up, and he doesn't want to get pushed around anymore. So it's really had a positive effect on Gabe. And no, he hasn't become gangly or uncoordinated. He has just become stronger and faster.
Mm-hmm. Sawyer Towery is a guy that's coming back, and he threw up some pretty good numbers last year.
You know, Sawyer Towery, when he's hot, he's one of the most elite shooters in the region. For us, he is, our number one go-to scorer. We just have to get him in the spots where he can be successful. He's great from the three-point line. He's great on long closeouts, and he's great on straight-line drives to the rim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's one of those guys that he's got a little streak in him too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's one of those guys that can miss three or four and you think something's wrong, and all of a sudden when he sees the ball go in, as you hear the NBA talk about a lot, when he sees it going in, it just starts really going in, and you know, he starts throwing up stuff that probably, you know, to most kids I'd say, what are you doing? But I don't say that to him, because when he sees the ball going in, he can really score it.
He's a tough competitor, too.
Fierce competitor. You know, one thing about Sawyer that people probably don't know yet is he has just recently signed a contract with the U.S. Army. He's going to be an officer in the United States Army. He'll be heading to Murray State next year to go through the ROTC program.
All right. Preston Turley, injured during the football season, broke a bone in his leg and has recuperated. I think he is going to be released probably by the time people hear this.
Yeah, you know, released and then me deciding to put Preston on the floor are two different things. I'm not sure at this point when Preston's going to be able to actually to play in a basketball game. He had the broken fibula during the Caldwell County game. You know, there's no secret about Preston. He's 6'4". His ball handling and shooting has continued to improve over the last year and a half. We want him. He'll play the five for us, but in the same breath, we want him to be a five that could also go to a 1, 2, or 3 if he had to at some point. But we'll just see on his recovery, working with his doctors and kind of communicating with Floyd, his dad, and see when we think it's best for him to enter the lineup.
And he's a guy that double-doubles could be fairly regular if he gets in there and plays the way he's capable, right?
Yeah, you know, he's right now one of the best rebounders in the region. So with that being said, you know, you enter him into the game, we become a little bit enabled because we depend on him to rebound so much. But with his rebounding and his ball handling improvement, he's able to start a lot of breaks for us, and we're hoping that will be a little bit of difference in how fast we can play offensively.
Well, we're excited to watch his sophomore season. We've been talking about him quite a while, and now he's just a sophomore. Be talking about him for a long time to come. Eric O'Leary's a guy that he's been on the radar. He's a great shooter. You kind of brought him in, and he played a spot role last year, but you're expecting more out of him this time.
Right. Eric has started for us a lot this summer with guys being different places with football or wherever. He, of course, is starting for us in the preseason. He will be battling for that starting role with guys like Tyler and Hunter, but he's certainly a guy that will get a bunch of playing time. He's also going to be able to get experience at the JV level. He has improved greatly on his driving and finishing abilities. We all know he can shoot the ball, and just like Sawyer, he is immensely streaky. When he gets hot, he has Kyle Myers like range when he shoots the ball.
Kyle will appreciate that shout out. Tyler Boone is a guy that he just excels in everything he does. He's hurt right now in football, but I think expected to fully recover at some point, maybe later on in your basketball season before he's really 100% anyway.
Right. We'll know a lot more Friday night. You know, of course, it's a regional championship game, and the people ask me, well, is Tyler going to try to play? I say, well, by golly, I'd play. You don't get this one back. It's a regional title game. So, you know, we probably expect a little setback in his hip fracture avulsion this week, and then we'll just make a decision at some point. Hopefully, he'll be playing in another game the next Friday night. But Tyler is. He's an athlete. You know, like some people get math, some people get science, some people get literature. He gets sports. He gets movement. And it probably wouldn't matter what ball you handed him or what game that you taught him. He would be good at it.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to score for you, too.
Yeah. And, you know, we have done a great job at our high school. You know, fitness is extremely important for every student, not just for the athlete. And we've opened up a tremendous amount of fitness opportunities for kids, and he is one of those kids that's really taking advantage of it. He is lifting weights consistently for the first time. He's consistently doing agility and movement drills, body resistance exercise. And, you know, if you looked at him 3 years ago and you looked at him now, it would be a massive transformation, yeah.
And he is the kind of guy that, you know, he's going to battle in there for rebounds. He's going to score you a few points, but super guy to have on the floor, isn't he, just competitive-wise?
I mean, I think I've heard you say before, the proof is in the pudding. He's a starting pitcher for our first game of the district. He's a middle linebacker on the football team, and he's going to do those same things for us on the basketball court.
But, you know, sometimes on the basketball floor, he doesn't look like a middle linebacker. You would think of somebody as a middle linebacker that's maybe a little rough around the edges in basketball, but he shows a little bit of finesse.
That is true. You're right. He does. He's very, very skilled for his size, and he just keeps growing.
Yeah. Hunter Boone, his brother, he's a shooter.
Yeah, Hunter Boone's more than just a shooter. You know, what I say, I've said all along, when Hunter's talking, we're pretty good. Hunter Boone's a leader, and when he's talking and when he's pointing and he's opening his mouth, our team gets pretty good. And about the last 3 weeks of the season last year, there was a different engagement for our guys. And the biggest change was that Hunter Boone was extremely engaged and vocal, telling people where to be and talking on defense. And when he's leading, when he's doing that, we're pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm. And we mentioned earlier, Gavin Dickerson will be back. And I know you're proud to get him back. And I know he's excited about playing basketball.
Yeah, obviously we don't talk about basketball with him right now. If we strike up conversation, it's talking about what we're going to do this Friday night in football. But yeah, I'm excited to see Gavin play. When we had everyone together last summer for one camp, and you know, played pretty good basketball. It's not going to be the first Friday night against Webster. You know, I don't expect that to be our ready to go at that point, but it's sometime probably after, right about Christmas or after Christmas, you'll start seeing glimpses of what our team can do together.
And Gavin's a guy that he's going to get you some points, and man, he's a warrior down in, around the basket, isn't he?
Yeah, Gavin, what people may not realize is he started as a freshman. You know, I know I started Gabe at point guard, I guess I should clarify that, but I started Gavin as a freshman his first night against Trigg County at home. Mm-hmm. And it was a little overwhelming for him, but ever since he had started for us, and he was our primary rebounder until Preston got here.
And another guy you've got that's got some length to him is Jaden Carlson. He ought to be able to pull down some rebounds.
Yeah, Jaden's a very lanky, fast kid. Once again, a multi-sport athlete. He has improved tremendously in the offseason. We're now playing him at what we call the five spot. We've kind of switched him positions to allow him to use some of the height and strength that he's gained You know, we're excited about some of the things that he can do. He's one that is also going to get another year of playing JV with Coach Hill, and you know, I think that will be good for him. He's a guy that he just improves with repetitions, you know, and whatever he's doing, the more repetitions he gets. I know that kind of sounds pretty simple, but he gets better every day.
Couple other guys that's coming over from football, Braxton Winters and Sean O'Leary. I know they're at some point, man, those guys are going to be a valuable asset to this basketball team.
Yeah, Braxton's what we might call a point center. You know, he can play every position from the one to the five. You know, he's a smart player. He's also a very physical, aggressive guy that can beat and bang inside. His shot has gotten better. But he actually got on the floor some as an eighth grader just because he is so versatile in what he can do. And, you know, we're going to need guys like that that can jump in at any position and be able to compete. So, you know, and he's a big, strong kid, you know, so he's going to help a lot. Talking about Sean played well this summer. He played, you know, and I told him several times, you know, I told him in Missouri, you know, I know you're a football player, and I know football is your number one love, and that's great. But you know, he really played some good basketball. He's not gonna score like other guys. He's not gonna handle the ball. But just as far as beating and banging and running the floor and starting breaks, he really gave some good minutes and brings a tremendous amount of energy. When he plays hard.
He does. And another guy that probably a lot of the Rocket basketball fans have been hearing a little bit about, he's really starting to make some noise at the middle school level, is Preston Morganson, and he's an eighth grader, but you're thinking he's going to be there, right?
Yeah, there's a couple eighth graders that have worked their way into the JV and varsity rosters, and one is Preston Morganson, and you know the other Seth Guest, but Preston has he has the physical intangibles. He has the tenacity. He is a point guard by nature. He demands the ball in his hands, but he's a great passer. And when he can play with older kids that can really catch and finish, I think it'll be exciting to watch what Preston can do. The challenge for Preston, of course, is going to be the same challenge that Gabe has had for the last year, is just learning how to play in structure. Because the good teams, you're going to have to play in structure to beat them.
Well, I know Rocket basketball fans are going to be geared up for this. They're coming off this high in football, and we're going to get in the gym, and we're excited to see the defending 5th region tournament champions.
Fifth district. But I thank you for the promotion.
Fifth district tournament champions on the floor. And, again, we don't get to say that very often. We're excited. Good luck this season, Coach Hodge.
Thank you.